Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Yes, he will. If you just try him, he'll bring you out. Jesus Christ will bring you out. I don't care what you're going through if you'll trust him today. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day that you're listening to this broadcast. This is Apostle Lonnie Stoss, and this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. Amen. We know that God got a word for you. I'd like for you to meet me at every Sunday morning right here in Greenville, 1007 West Austin Boulevard at the Jesus Save Ministry at 11 a.m. Each Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we're right back in service again. But don't forget each Wednesday at 12 noon, noonday prayer. Anywhere in the area, come on by and come as you are, and we're going to be praying for all the sickness and diseases that there are in the land. God is a healer. Let's believe God. Each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Don't forget, come as you are, bring your Bible, and watch it come alive. Each Friday evening is deliverance and healing night. Come expecting God to do a supernatural thing for you. I want you to stay tuned today and enjoy the broadcast. I know God got a word for you. Take care. Well, God bless you. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Amen. Call your neighbors and friends. Let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stoss is on the air. We're going to talk about Jesus for the next 13 or so minutes because he's a good God even on a bad day. I want to talk about this morning is praying time. I talked about that yesterday. It was time to pray, but this time I'm changing it to it's praying time. I mean, over 1 million people died from that virus here in the United States of America. And just praying time, man. Trouble all around, everywhere you turn. And we need to learn to pray. Amen. Now, Jesus tells us in the book of Luke that man ought to always pray and never faint. That's what he tells us. In the book of Luke, he tells us that whatever is good, that's what Jesus tells us, is from God. It's from God. Whatever is good is always from God. I don't care what it is, if it's good, it's from God. God always makes a way for us. Amen. In the book of Luke, amen, we find something here that's very important. Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. The scripture tells us, amen. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, that's from the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us that we should always pray and not faint. Some things are very hard and difficult to deal with. They are. Some things are different, more difficult than others. But Jesus tells us in the scripture that we should always pray and not faint. Always pray. Not only that, he says, in verse 2, saying that there was in a city a judge which feared not man, which feared not God, neither regarded men. Now, there was a judge, didn't care about God, didn't respect no man, but he was a judge in a city. And then the Bible says in verse 3, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. So she needed help. She went to that judge to get help. And you'd be surprised how sometimes people that have the ability to help you, they have the skills, they have the resources, and it wouldn't hurt them and they could help you, but they won't help you. So this guy was like that. He wouldn't help that lady on no kind of terms. on no kind of terms. You wouldn't help on no kind of terms. So it says, look what it says, the scripture says, verse 4, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. Now this is the man that would not help that lady, but because of her persistence, he said, you know what, maybe I'm a helper. And that's what Jesus is teaching us. Look what it says in verse 5. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So because of her persistence, this wicked judge changed his mind. Now he was a worldly judge, but because of her persistence, he changed his mind. And that's the good news today, that if you persist with God, he'll help you. And the Bible's clear there. Let's see what it says. Look at the next verse. The very next verse says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. God said, listen, did you hear what he said? He was a very unjust judge, but because of her persistence, look at verse number 7. And then he said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? So Jesus is saying, sometimes it doesn't look like God is going to answer you. Sometimes it just looks like you're praying and nothing is there. Well, look what happened. Over 1 million people died in the United States. I'm sure some of you just listen to me. You prayed. And you've been praying ever since January. You've been praying consistently. And then some of you prayed for your loved ones and they died. Some of you prayed for this nation and it's gotten worse. You know, this guy got, John Lewis got killed by this police officer. I mean, I know you prayed, but the message today is praying time. Keep praying. Don't give up. I know it looks like it's you're wasting your time. It seems like you're wasting your time. But don't give up. God is with you. And just like this widow woman went to this judge, and for a while he wouldn't respond. He had the resources, he had the ability, and he had the control. He was able to help her, but he didn't. That's just like some of you and I. We go to God, God that can do anything. He got all power. There's nothing that God can't do. Nothing. See, we got to get that settled in your mind that there is actually nothing that God Almighty can't do. He can do anything. He can help anybody. He can deliver anyone. He can heal any sickness. This virus, God can stop it just like that. The Bible talks about it, how if there's a plague in the city, he's in control of it. There's nothing slips up on God. Not anything. Nothing slips up on God. God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, it's finished. His tenure on earth was finished. His mission on earth was finished. That he was supposed to do, he did. So there's nothing that God can do. See, you got to understand that. Don't give up. See, the enemy wants you to give up, like that judge, this woman. She knew that this judge was a hard man. She knew he didn't respect God and he didn't honor man. She knew that. But she persisted. And that's what I'm saying to you. Persist. Persist. Don't give up. God will give you justice. And that's what I'm saying today. It's praying time. Don't give up. Satan wants you to just give up. He wants you to give up. Look what it says over there in verse 8. Luke 8, chapter 18, verse number 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? That's a verse that I've always embraced since I've been a Christian. Am I going to believe God? Some things that just doesn't happen when I want it to. I've been saved for 40-some years, and God has immensely blessed me. One of my so-called friends said something to ridicule me about, and you've been saved 42 years, blah, 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 blah. They were laughing at me. It's okay. But Jesus says, when he come back, will he find faith on earth? I know you've been ridiculed. I know you've been talked about. I know you've been laughed at. But will you keep faith in God? That's the key. Will you continue holding on to God? Will you keep trusting God regardless? See, standing with something put in your ear, it makes no difference. You don't have to pray. But Jesus said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Jesus said he will. God will answer your prayer. He said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Will you continue believing God? That's the key. You see, your best friend died, your cousin died, somebody close to you in the family died. But will you keep on trusting God? You know, the key here is, did you see what the key was? Said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. So God will answer your prayer. There's no doubt about it. God will answer your prayer. But the key is, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Are you still trusting God? Good morning, Bishop Gregory Bowden. How you doing, sir? But listen, let me just tell you something. It's time to pray, not give up. Again, over a million people have died here in the United States of America because of this COVID-19. But there is no reason to give up. The Bible tells us to continue to pray. In the book of Luke, he said, man ought to always pray and not to faint. Continue praying, but don't faint. Look what it says in verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Jesus says, don't get that righteous mentality that you're the only one right. You know, I've been saved 42 years, and I believe that I'm right, but I know that I'm not the only one right. You see, it's a terrible thing to get that self-righteous feeling that ain't nobody right but you. Jesus said, don't trust in yourself, trust in God. A lot of times your prayers are not being answered because you're trusting in yourself. A lot of times, many times, the only reason your prayer is not being answered is because you're trusting in yourself. I got to go this morning, but if you're not saved, I want you to give your life to Jesus. Take a listen to this, and I got to go. Well, praise him and God bless you. Everything has come to the end, coming to the end of the broadcast. We got to go, but I don't want to leave you without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's so simple. All you got to do is repent and say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. I believe every word you says in the Bible. I accept your Son Jesus Christ into my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my life now. Forgive me for my sin and save me, and I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Now, my friend, if you've done that, you're born again Christian. Don't ever have to worry again. I tell you what, I want you to know that I love you. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. If you ever want to call me at 252-214-0799. I got to go. My broadcast is ended. I love you today. But remember, it's praying time. Don't give up. No matter what anyone does or says, don't give up. It's actually praying time. it may seem as though things are not coming together. I know some of you have been praying all year, and it looked like it was to no avail. But Jesus says, man ought to always pray and not give up. Have a blessed day in Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm going to leave out today with one of the songs that Apostle I. Alfonso Udio put on his album. Look at this. I got to go.
We wait.